Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No way, because I know one of you two assholes would have done the same thing that I just did.
I don't think you can just say that, Clint.
As long as you don't, just dump it, D.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterny's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There it is. Get that thing right, Andy. That may be the best introduction in radio, Tyler. Well done, well done. Oh, we are at Buffalo Wild Wings in Baytown. Come on through. We done had the mayor in the building. Got a couple of coaches in the building hanging out and enjoying the Thirsty Thursday.
There you go.
And looking forward to the rest of this show, as well as, want to let everybody know, Football Friday this week, we were at BB's Tomball, which is off 249. So if you can't get here today and you're not on the east side, that's okay. We'll forgive you. But get up. By the way, today there's Buffalo Wild Wings all over the city, in and around the city, so you can get to a Buffalo Wild Wings for a Thirsty Thursday and have you a drink. They got specials going on, so take advantage of those. But Football Friday, BB's in Tomball off Highway 249. Now, Granny's not going to be there because she's got to either watch the kids or work tomorrow. But the vibe at BB's, no matter which location it is big time. Got that Cajun vibe. I actually absolutely love it. So come on through BB's in Tomball tomorrow. By the way, we broke this news yesterday, but just a quick reminder to everybody, the Texans-Chargers Week 17 matchup has been flexed to Saturday from a Sunday game in the amongst all the other games, so you got to kind of pick and choose if you watch the Texans or not. The Texans-Chargers game has been flexed to a Saturday afternoon in late December, and that is a 4:30 game, standalone game. So
December 27th,
a standalone game, Texans Chargers. The thought is there, Ron, that Texans Chargers game could mean a little something in the AFC wild card hunt right there. Yep. The Chargers look like they're going to be the number two team in their division. The Texans right now look like they're going to be the number two team in their division, and one of those teams in Week 17 is probably going to be playing for either the division or one of those wild card spots. So that will be a monster game. Excited about having a Saturday game, standalone game. It's always good. I mean, I don't know. Do we consider Saturday games primetime? I mean, I would consider
a
Saturday
game. They're standalone. There's no other game going on.
Between Christmas and New Year's, a lot of people off work, a lot of people be watching ball. I would consider that.
And they got the second game of that day because there's a doubleheader on Saturday. I can't remember who's playing the early game, but they're playing the later game.
Yeah, I've got I'm going to get to something a little later on, by the way. My Instagram shopping has become a problem. I got a little bit of a hiccup. I got to get some advice on. We'll hit that at the end of this segment. But before we do that, we got to talk a little bit about Woody Marks. I'd argue that Woody Marks is as important as anybody on this offense not named C.J. Stroud. I think Woody Marks is a player, when you look at 70-plus percent snaps over the last five games, 26 carries last week. You look at how he's impacting this game in third down and fourth down situations, as well as in the red zone. Woody Marks is as critical to this offense and moving forward this team's ability to win games as anybody, again, not named C.J. Stroud on the offensive side of the football. Now, the problem is that the last couple of weeks, Ronnie, keeps showing up, and as we see it in games, obviously he's got a foot issue. I don't think it's an ankle. I think that keeps getting reported as an ankle. But you watch him in a game, and he's rubbing actually the lower part down towards his toe, his foot.
The injury report has it as a knee.
As a knee. Well, there you go. So it was a foot 2 weeks ago.
It was a foot.
So now all of a sudden you got a knee. He left the game for a couple of plays last week because of an eye, it looked like. I was worried that was going to be a concussion, but it looked like he got poked in the eye or something in his face. Somebody got a hand through his face mask. So bottom line is this. I don't know that Woody Marks is built for this kind of mileage. I don't know if Woody Marks is built to handle this kind of load management.
Well, we certainly know he hasn't had to before.
Right.
Even in college, he wasn't.
This is the kind of snap count. This is the kind of load that I was hoping Joe Mixon would get. And Joe Mixon is a giant compared to Woody Marks. And this is not what we thought Woody Marks coming into the season. He would be a third down back that's caught the ball out of the backfield a lot, a little shiftier. And now all of a sudden he's your bell cow back. Literally last week, a bell cow back with 26 carries. Here's the deal. The Texans' offense, this team's only going to go as far as the Texans' offense is going to take them. I know the defense is going to be the headliner. The defense is going to give you a chance to win in the playoffs. The defense, hell, is good enough to give you a chance to win a Super Bowl, to be completely honest with you. The offense is going to dictate whether they can make a run through four quality opponents and literally threaten a Super Bowl, or if they can win in the playoffs at all, I believe. The offense is going to dictate that. And with how important Woody Marks is, Ron, we've got to dive into, you've got 4 weeks left of football, correct?
Yep.
You got Arizona.
Regular season.
You got Arizona in the NFC, and then you got three AFC matchups, all of which are going to impact whether you can win the division or you get that wild card, right? You got the Colts, you got the Raiders, and you got the Chargers. Those three games are going to be absolutely monster games to decide your postseason fate. And Woody Marks is the player that you have to highlight of whether you're going to be able to get there. And how does this team use him moving forward? Woody Marks' usage, I think, should be the biggest talking point this week in Houston Sports Radio, for being honest, because this guy absolutely is dynamic, and he cannot handle the workload
you would
that
think,
they've given him.
Yeah, I think you're really testing fate with how important he is and how much they are going to need him. And the worst thing would be is, all right, let's get to the games that are important, and then we're not getting
– you don't have him at 100%.
Yeah, the best that you can get.
Yeah, so I think the – you know, my mindset is like, how do you use Woody Marks moving forward? How should Woody Marks be used? Because the way in which he runs the football, they've got to protect him. Woody Marks does not run the football like ideally a third down back would run the football. You look at an ideal third down back, and you're talking about a shifty player with a little bit of twitch that knows how to avoid the big hit, that maybe slides before he gets. Woody Marks goes in there, and when he gets among traffic, he tries to run the football like he's 250. I mean, at the end of the day, that's just not going to last, and he's not built to do that.
And obviously it's helped him down the stretch of games.
Oh, yeah, it's made him the guy, right? Yeah. But how do they use Woody Marks? How should they use Woody Marks moving forward? And Ron, I think it's obvious. I think you use him as a third down back. Not literally as a third down back, but like a third down back. I think you take that approach.
What is that approach?
Well, I think he's – in the game, the priority is to make sure he's in the game on third and fourth down. Make sure he's in the game at the end of the first half and at the end of the football game. And the end of the football game, by the way, is it doesn't matter what the situation is. Whether you're coming from behind or you're trying to preserve a win, yep, he needs to be on the field. And so, you know, you use him in the, he's got to be on the field in those most critical moments, but you've got to find somebody that can steal a few reps from him in the first half, in the first quarter and a half, and the third quarter and the half of the fourth quarter. Like those less critical moments of the game, again, first and second down preferably, you've got to find a way to get him off the field in those downs so that you can keep him on the field in those third and shorts, the goal line situations, the two-minute situations. You've got to keep him on the field in those scenarios. But the bottom line is this, and the coaches said as much in the pressers, they got to find a way to limit his use, to minimize his use. Right now it's too much. And I think they've said as much in their pressers. How they do that is going to be interesting, and I think that's how you do it. I think you got to use him as more of like a third down back, at third down slash critical situation. That's how I would use him. That's how I would use him moving forward.
Yeah, and I think that over the next 2 weeks, Clint, it feels like this should be an opportunity where they're able to kind of minimize his workload. When you're playing the Cardinals and the Raiders in games in which, you know, you can hopefully you grab a lead, or in games in which
it's less
you're
important,
playing
yeah.
lesser opponents as well, that you can maybe get more touches or more snaps for whoever is playing behind him. I think the Nick Chubb injury is looming large right now because, you know, and you know this as coaches, that there's only so many guys that you trust, right? And I think they trust Dare Ogunbowale. I don't know how much they trust anybody else. I know they brought Schrader in, Clint, but I wonder how much they trust to actually put Schrader in the game to take significant, you know, snaps for this team. Clearly, Clint, they trust Woody Marks. And I think they trust Nick Chubb. And if Nick Chubb is not out there, ultimately, you know, these guys on game day, they trying to win, Jack.
Yeah.
And they're going to go with the guys they trust. And, you know, he's nearing, 25 to 30 touches in the last game and over 20 in the last game. So that's a big piece.
Well, you bring up Schrader. I wonder if – because this kid was an All-American 2 years ago in college, right?
At Missouri, yep.
And he was at Missouri, which the only significance for me is this is not a kid that was a lesser than that just ran behind a Georgia offensive line or an Alabama offensive line or a Texas-Oklahoma offensive line. Schrader is actually a guy that ran behind a middle-of-the-pack offensive line and made that offensive line better. And so, I don't know, man. It would be – hopefully the game goes in a way that we can see him. We can see if he's a guy that can help us down the stretch.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going to happen with Chubb's ribs or Dare Ogunbowale just with the volume that he has. And so that's one thing. I don't know if he gets in the game this early, but I do know that he knows the offense, I think, from his time with the Rams. And so that could be an option in the next couple of games, to your point of, can you rest Woody Marks a little bit because the two opponents you have are opponents that you should get a healthy lead
hopefully,
on.
Yeah.
Although, look, I know it's NFL, it's NFL football. Thinking that you're going to get a comfortable lead to where you can test players out is probably a little bit silly and probably.
But I don't know if it's test players out, but I think, as you're saying, earlier in the game.
Yeah, I mean, if he knows the offense and he – obviously, he has the – I mean, the kid went for 1,600 yards in the SEC at Missouri in one season. I mean, clearly, the ball protection, the awareness, the things that you'd want your running back to have, clearly he has that. Now, I don't know if he has the ability that's going to transition his game from Missouri to the NFL, but, you know, clearly it's unknown or, you know, he wouldn't have been available to the Texans. But the next couple of games are games where I would like to see the Texans get somebody else a little bit of run to see if you're in this situation in 3 weeks, what does it look like? Hopefully it's not the same exact, we got to push Dare Ogunbowale in there. So
somebody didn't text in, we should have never let go of Cam Akers. God, dog, guys.
I mean, that was a minute ago, but I don't disagree. I don't disagree. I mean, he knows the offense and
is Cam playing?
I think he just got picked up by somebody. He just got picked up by somebody a couple of weeks. Now, he may have already got released. I don't know. But I think he just got picked up by somebody.
Seattle, yep.
There you go. Boys, I've got a bit of an issue. I don't know how to handle it.
Can't be anything worse than what you did yesterday to those kids.
Well, that's fair, my daughter. Right? But that's fair. I mean, here's the deal. I've got a buying, shopping on Instagram, right? Which is, I mean, that's life, right? We're all doing that these days.
Yeah, why not?
But shopping on this, I'm getting looped into these subscription purchases. Have you stumbled onto this yet? I got looped into one yesterday again by accident. You got to be careful. What they do, most of them are supplement related. I went got on my supplement kick yesterday and got back, ordered me a couple more of my supplements that I've been lazy and not taking the last couple of months. But you order one, right? Like a one pail of this protein or whatever. Well, then before you check out, it says, well, you want another one. And if you click you want another one for 50%, it automatically subscribes you to the subscription. Is we're going to charge you again in a month and we're going to send you another one.
Oh, and you got it. But you got to go in there and.
Bro, I got stuff showing up at the house and I'm like, I've already got it. Like, I've got it. I haven't been taking it quick enough and I've got it showing up at the house and I'm like, how in the hell is this happening? I'm signing up for subscriptions, and the subscription is they recharge
you. Keep bringing it.
Yes, monthly.
And you got to go in there and stop.
Oh, it is a bear to cancel.
They got you loaded up now.
Oh man,
basically Costco at your house.
I mean, it is a bear to cancel. It is. Go to this link, and then when you get to this link, send an email to this person, and then that person never responds. And then finally they do respond, and it's from some random email address, so you don't know what the hell it is. Yeah, it should be illegal. It should be illegal.
It hadn't been caught like that, but I got into a deal where my Dusty Baker barbecue pit gloves,
yeah,
they just kept showing up. We had to slow them down.
Yeah.
I was in Manure. I was seven deep in gloves.
Oh, that's the deal. Like so I got this little it's a supplement, and you take it with a – this is how little bit you have to take. You take it with a dropper, right? And I went ahead. I was like, I believe in it. I don't know the product, but I believe in what they're selling. So I said, man, let me go ahead and get it. Let me go ahead and get three of them. Let me give me a little stash, right? So I got three bottles, one at a time, and they're up in the pantry. And I look at the front doorstep yesterday, Ron. I got three more bottles. I'm like, hell,
they get them in quick.
I got a year's worth. I said, man, how do I cancel this damn thing? So, yeah, but I mean, that's about the second or third one that the subscription has got me. I mean, got me good. And they're hitting me with that damn check, too, with that damn charge, too, now.
Yeah.
Whew.
They're getting you.
I wonder if I'm the only one.
All right. The injury report is officially out. We'll let you know the important names you need to know there. And Dana Brown, he's talking about Astros pitching and maybe a name that they're looking at. We'll discuss that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Baytown, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There you go.
There we go. Welcome back as we are live here and we are at Buffalo Wild Wings Thirsty Thursday. And it brings us here.
Old school Andy, baby.
There it is. And it brings us here
to
Baytown, right off Garth Road. Come on out, hang out. Bud Light Girl is out here. Her hat is lighting up. And so it's a good time out here to be had.
Alejandra.
Ooh, Alejandra.
Alejandra's in the house. And I'm going to tell you, we've had several Thirsty Thursdays with the Bud Light girls out.
And several of them.
I'm going to tell you. She's so low today, for whatever reason, I'm going to tell you, she don't need no damn partner, that's why. But she takes the cake, Ron.
That's high praise now.
The energy, are you kidding me?
She's bringing it. The outfit.
The Christmas cowboy hat with the lights on.
Bandana around the neck. Yes, she's
Who's bringing that kind of energy?
Wow. Shout out to her.
Come on, man. Who's bringing that kind of energy?
Well, you can match her. You can bring that kind of energy.
I need that cowboy hat.
You want that cowboy hat? It looks like a little small for you. You need a bigger one. But come on out here. Enjoy yourself. Buffalo Wild Wings just hooked up our first winner, and we still have prizes for you to win in the 5 o'clock hour. So come on out, Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout out to Bud Light. As Clint talked about, the Bud Light girl is out here. And as they help us put this on every single week, just to confirm, Clint, and we'll go a little bit deeper here at 5 o'clock fire. Kamari Lassiter, Nick Chubb did not practice today. And then Titus Howard did not practice today. Personal reasons, non-injury related, as it says. But he did not practice today. So that those were the guys that did not participate. And all the fellas who were out yesterday, including Kamari, Aziz Alshire, and Trent Brown, they returned back to practice today. So we'll dive in a little deeper at 5 o'clock fire, but that is the absolute latest there when it comes to the guys who didn't practice today. All right, as we continue here, the Astros things are starting to get going, a little hot stove. We're seeing some big moves. We've seen some big moves the last couple of days, but it has not involved the Astros. And pitching is a big one. Not a lot of pitching has moved, at least starting pitching has moved. And that's going to be something that the Astros are going to be connected to and looking at. And before we kind of dive into this thought here, General Manager Dana Brown, he was on MLB Network, and he was kind of giving his thoughts about the Astros pitching and the direction they're wanting to go in.
As you mentioned, you know, we still have Hunter Brown. He's still at the top of our rotation. You know, we have Javier, who's going to be pretty good. He showed flashes of coming back. Eric Geddy, who we lost to the injury, he's going to be fully healthy. And so I think we still have the core to pitch, and our bullpen's really good.
All right, that there he is. He talked about three guys, but there were two spots open potentially.
Yeah.
And I know they've made some moves. And, you know, Alexander's still there. McCullers is there. But clearly they're going to have to fill voids there in the rotation. And we've heard them talk about that. My question to you and the people, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, I think for years we've always felt like, okay, the Astros, they'll figure out the pitching stuff. Right? Like, I think there was a certain level of confidence that I don't know how it's going to get done or who they're going to get, but they'll figure out the pitching stuff, and they've pretty much been able to do that. Do you still have that confidence and trust in the Astros that they can figure out the pitching situation?
I do, yes. Hell, the lineup, if we're being honest, injuries just ravaged this organization last year. And if you don't have those issues, which it's a big if, I get it, but it's not like there was a lack of effort in building this rotation. I mean, they had more than enough starters last year. If 50% of them would have stayed healthy, they would have been fine from a pitching perspective. And so, I think, one, I don't want to knee-jerk react to the injury issue. And number two, you made the point, they've always taken care of pitching. They've always found a way, whether it's before the season or at the trade deadline, to at least give you arms. Last year, Alexander was rolling, and he gets injured, right? I mean, you've got the Spencer Arrighetti freak accident in left field during BP while the Mariners are swinging a stick. That didn't make sense, but it was a freak accident. Like, those things, I would say, derailed this organization from a pitching staff perspective. I don't see those being issues again this year, and so I think they're going to be fine. And the other part of it is, I love what we're hearing from the organization from a standpoint of every time we hear something about what they're doing in the offseason, it is our focus and our goal is still on starting pitching, and so that's all we can ask for from them at this point in time for me. So yeah, I still have confidence that they're going to get it done.
713-572-4610. Do you still have trust and confidence in the Astros that they will be able to figure out the pitching, right? They have always, in this run, whether it's been easy when you got Verlander and Gerrit Cole, or you've had to try to figure things out with Framber and injuries to Verlander and Framber and Greinke, and they've been able to figure things out to pitch well enough. I'm going to say, we'll see. There's a lot of change and a lot of turnover. There's to me, when I see change and turnover, it means to me, like, maybe philosophy is maybe shifted a bit. And we'll see. Now, I'll give Dana Brown credit. He was able to find Kikuchi, Yusei Kikuchi. And that was a great move at the trade deadline. You say Kikuchi.
Oh, I say Kikuchi.
Yeah, I know. They were able to find him, and that was a big move. But I would say I would lean towards feeling good, but not as confident as you've been. Like, I don't know that I'm just certain, boy, they'll figure it out. Obviously, they have a big, big gun at the top, which helps you out when you've got Hunter Brown. And Javier has the ability to be a two.
Well,
but again, we'll see how they fill those voids, because there is a lot of newness. Yeah.
Well, look, and I'm not a roster specialist or a cap specialist, but when I look at the Astros, it seems like they've got some bargaining tools. You've got too many infielders, and I'm talking about infielders if you look at Christian Walker, there was a tie to the Mets for some reason, earlier on today, and
because Pete Alonso's gone.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Isak Paredes. I mean, I don't want to see him go, but there's some. It would make sense if the Astros were to move anybody, that it would be him kind of deal. So, you mentioned Jake Meyers, that wouldn't break my heart. So they have bargaining chips that they can move.
I
and
saw
shake
a projected and, lineup that didn't even have Jake in it.
Yeah, so well, there you go. So I mean, I think they've got some pieces that they can move and they can shake and they can do some things, improve the pitching staff without you know cratering the lineup. And so I feel like there's no reason that they shouldn't get this thing done.
Yeah, Ryan Weiss, who they signed, yeah. Probably a part of this rotation. We'll see. If Christian Javier can get back to the strong version of Christian Javier we've been used to, then I can look at it and be like, all right, this makes you feel a lot better because you know there's something there with Spencer Arrigetti and maybe the Weiss kid, and you can fill that up. But if it is just one big gun and Hunter Brown, and then you've got real drop off there, that is yeah. a question. But we know they're going to add a veteran starter at some point to go in.
I would
there.
Be disappointed if they didn't. Maybe not before the season.
I don't see how they
can't.
Well,
just again, I mean, like maybe not before the season, but definitely the trade deadline. I mean, I just have faith that they're going to find a way for that to not be an issue.
Clint, right now, Lance McCullers might be in it.
In the rotation, I'm over Lance McCullers. That ship has sailed for me. But I'd be lying if I told you if I said that I wouldn't really be excited if he was able to help this team in the future.
Oh, well,
I'm just
yeah.
over. I'm
yeah.
just over. Like, I'm not even talking about the excited as an Astros fan. I'm talking about excited for him. I'm a Lance McCullers fan. Like, I would love to see him go out there and do well. I'd love to see him peacocking around the mound again and helping the Astros. I'm just not looking for it.
Text line coming to, is the JV talk real or not? I think it is very real.
It's real as hell. Now, whether it happens or not, we'll see, but it's real. Ain't no doubt.
I mean, I saw Chandler Rome say the other day of The Athletic, if he and Crane are on the same page, this is going to be something that gets done. So that may be the answer. Again, we'll see how that works moving forward, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see the direction they go and how they fill that void behind Hunter Brown and Christian Javier. All right, coming up, it feels like Nick Caley, who we heard from earlier today, it feels like Nick Caley needs to have a really good performance out of his offense. When you look at who they're facing Sunday, I think it could go a long way to people feeling pretty confident about this team and their chances moving forward if they can have an impressive day from their offense. We'll discuss that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Baytown, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we are back here live in Baytown, you can make your way. Hey, it's 4:45. We're nearing 5 o'clock. That means folks are getting off work. If you're looking to grab a great drink, grab you one. Yeah, you want to hang out and take pictures with the Bud Light girl with the lit up hat? Hey, come on out. You want to get you some good wings? Some good
Alejandra.
Wings? Alejandra. They've got some good special on a Thursday on the
Captain made a move.
Oh God. they got specials on the boneless wings on a Thursday. You can come out and take advantage of that. TVs all over the place. Want to watch the Rockets get back on track against the Clippers? You got TVs everywhere, and it's a fun time to come hang out and say hello.
Shingoon's back tonight, ain't he?
Yeah, should be. Better be over that sickness. Hopefully he's back. They've been off for a little bit, so he should be back.
What do you have, the vid?
Something.
Oh, COVID got him?
I don't think he had COVID, but I don't want to speculate. I don't know what he had, but he was under the weather. Missed some time, but Thursday night football tonight as well. Falcons and the Bucks. We'll get into that a little bit later on, but you can watch that here. But it's a good time to be had out here. Still got prizes or a prize for you to win in the 5 o'clock hour. If you're in the building, grab a ticket from my guy Shay and give yourself a chance to win coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, Clint, I was listening to Nick Caserio on Texans All Access. And he does this weekly where he kind of gives you a bit of a breakdown of the other teams.
Yeah.
And he goes through the different sides of the ball. And really, I don't know that people really give a damn about the breakdown of the Cardinals' offense. I think most people believe that the Texans' defense, which is the number one defense in football, will go ahead and take care of them. But defensively, as we see maybe – will they give the Texans problems? Will they be able to do what a lot of teams have been able to do, keep the game close by holding down points for the Texans offense? Here was Nick Caserio's breakdown of what the Arizona Cardinals defense potentially looks like.
Defensively, their scheme is very unique to what they do. Not everybody plays defense the way that they do. Kind of how they deploy their people is different than most. I don't want to say it's chaos, it's organized chaos, but they usually end up in the right spots. If you were to work back to front, I mean, Buda Baker is like a maniac back there. I mean, this guy is explosive. He's fast. He's tough. Hundreds of tackles each year. He's a big part of what they're doing. They have a pretty good 1-2 punch between him and Jalen Thompson. I know Thompson got hurt there the other day. We'll see if he plays. And in a corner, they got some good young players. I mean, drafted Will Johnson in the second round, who was injured coming out of Michigan, but he's played a bunch. Max Melton's played a bunch. Denzel Burks played a bunch. They moved Garrett Williams to nickel. And then the front, I mean, they re-signed Campbell or brought Campbell back. He's still a problem. They signed Josh Sweat, free agency, who Jonathan Gannon was with in Philadelphia. And then they signed Davis Gaither, a linebacker, who he starts at linebacker, and he also leads them in special teams tackles. This is a good football team. They have talented players. I would say their record is probably not reflective of the team that they actually are. So we understand the challenges are in front of us.
Yeah, That's nice, Nick. Also, in the last five games, they've lost all of them, and they're giving up 35.5 points a game. they've got players, clearly. You named damn near all of them. They've got players. But I would just say to all of that, and that was a lovely breakdown, and he went even more depth, as he always does on Texas All Access when he joins them each week. But, Clint, this is a defense that has gotten torched here lately. They've given up 40-plus points three out of their last five games. They're the 24th overall total defense. They're giving up on the season 27 a game and even more lately. I just look at this game, Clint, and I understand that the Texans' offense isn't a high-powered offense. This isn't the Rams. This isn't Seattle. But we should look at this game against this team, especially if we're looking at the Texans' offense from the perspective of they've got to play well enough in big games in the playoffs that their defense doesn't have to just carry everything, that their defense can allow a team 10 points and not have the game hanging in the balance. Can they play well enough? And to me, Clint, when you look at this Cardinals defense, this should be a game that we walk away feeling better, much better about the Texans' offense.
Yeah, there's an opportunity. There's a big-time opportunity here for a team that's got a ton of momentum. They're on a winning streak. They seem to be the Texans that is hitting stride at the right time late in the season. They've dug themselves out of the hole. The playoffs are a reality. The division is right there in reach. And you've got everything to play for. And really, when you look at this team, I don't think the defense for the Texans needs a reason, needs an opponent, needs a playoff game or a division game. Like, it doesn't matter. If that group is going to play football, they're going to play with their hair on fire, and they're going to cause major problems. The offense is where the questions are. And the offense, I think, has been significantly better. It hasn't shown up on the scoreboard, but the offense has been significantly better. The O-line has been better. It seems like Nick Caley, over a five-game stretch, maybe not against Sunday night, but over a five-game stretch, has been better. Woody Marks, it seems like, has been better. Dalton Schultz has been significantly better this year. Higgins is coming along. So you got all these pieces that seem to be kind of coming together, and this seems to be the perfect timing for an opponent that has been giving up a ton of points for the Texans to go up against and see if they can get not just in a little bit of a rhythm and show some good signs, but see if they can go out there and put a game together where they comfortably win this thing because they score 28 or 30 points. You know, that opportunity is there. Now, can they take advantage of it? It's a lot easier said than done. It's there, though. Can you take advantage of it?
Text line coming in. Arizona D shut down a top offense in the league, Ron Dallas. What is this here? November 9th, 44 to the Seahawks. November 16th, 41 to the 49ers.
Hold on,
we watched that 49ers offense. Okay, mm-hmm. They've got some pieces missing. The 23rd, 27 to Jacksonville. 20 to the Bucs, and then Sunday against the Rams, 45. I'm not calling for you to do the 40. I'm not calling for that. What I am calling for is we should watch and come away from this game thinking, oh, okay. Feel better about what we've watched. Feel better about what we watched. Didn't just go through and watch multiple possessions, multiple quarters where they look like they're inept and they're not getting anything done. It shouldn't be like, oh, wow, the defense just set them up. Guys had 36 yards of total offense against Buffalo in the second half. They got shut out in the first half by the Titans. They had 78 yards of offense last week. It got set up with their points inside the 30. Like, it's got to be better than that. And if they can't show improvement against a team who is average giving up 35.5 points a game over the last five and who are in the midst of getting this thing over with, this thing, when I mean this thing this season, I don't know how you could start to feel real confident that this offense in the playoffs are going to be able to hold up their end of the job to get this team where they need to get to. It's got to be able to score against and have good offense against these type teams.
The thing is, whether we see some adjustment or not, when they get to the playoffs, when you've got a C.J. Stroud, when you've got Nico Collins, and look, when you're using Woody Marks the way you're using Woody, they can go out and score 20, and that may be enough to make to win more playoff games in a given year than you ever have. But the reality of it is, if you want a real shot, there has to be some level of an identity not just created, but that's obvious, right? That is. Hey, this is what they're trying to do. This is who they are, and we all see it. We all know it. They're leaning into it. And I just don't think – I don't think we're there yet. I still think we're grasping at straws offensively at times. And so we'll see. We'll see what they – what they get to. But there's a big opportunity the next 2 weeks for sure.
From YouTube, when I hear people saying this offense is, quote, not that good, I just laugh because although we're not perfect, this offense is damn good. In my opinion, I would ask you, what the hell are they good at? What aspect of the game do you look at this Texans offense and tell me what they're good at?
Nothing.
What are they consistently good at? Maybe you listen to me and you're thinking I'm hating, but I mean, what have they consistently shown they're good at? If you watched last week's game, Hey, boss, it was CJ. Come on, baby, make a playoff script. And let's see if we can land that plane. They've been able to get a first down at the end of games the last 2 weeks. I wouldn't say that's been consistent on the ground. But they're like right now, keeping it real. Like there's not anything that they do consistently good.
But the thing about the Texans as they're built right now, the focus can't be on the ceiling. The focus has to be on raising the floor. It's not about how many great plays you can make. It's about how can you avoid getting your quarterback hurt because you're getting him hit. How can you avoid the sack taking you out of field goal range or getting you behind the chains? Can you avoid the turnover? To me, the way this team is built, it's more about being better at avoiding bad situations than it is. We're never going to see a team that we're excited about how much they score as long as Nick Caley and Nick Caserio are coaching this offense are in charge of the offense. The key is how high can you raise that floor, and if you raise it high enough, the Texans are going to have a shot to win it.
Yep. Text line coming through. Ron, can you ask Clint why doesn't CJ make any pre-snap calls? Never see him pointing out anyone or making calls. I think Clint has kind of described that a little bit.
I can't tell you why that we don't hear more of that. I don't understand it. I mean, when Davis Mills played, we heard more of it from Davis. Maybe he's just more animated when he's doing it. I think that's a big part to me when I talk about having command of your offense. It should be blatantly obvious to all of us, and it's just not. So I don't disagree with the texter's point.
Text line coming in. Brent in the Heights, salty Chiefs fan talking a lot of glass half empty with these Texans. Remember who pays the bills. They don't pay my bills. That's just dumb. Again, you can push the Chiefs stuff. You tell me what they do is good. You watch that offense every week and you think that offense, they're going to hold it up. I mean, hey, you got a chance to get to an AFC championship game. Pull it together. I know you're not used to this, but you got a chance to get to an AFC championship game. And if you think this offense is you're happy, they're going to – it's not a – someone just texted Clint, hey, what if the short fields dictate that they're able to score on short fields? That can't be the plan. that you can't bank on that. You can't bank on CJ roll out, cross-body this sucker. CJ roll out of pressure and just hit it down there. Man, you can't bank on completing three passes in the second half and winning.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Someone texted, damn, they're consistently winning. Okay. All right. All right, man. Just keep rolling with this offense. Just keep rolling with it. All right, coming up, 5 o'clock fire. We'll look at the injury report from both teams as the Texans have a couple of guys that may be in jeopardy. We'll let you know the latest on that. The Rockets, they're back at home and they're hosting old James Harden, so I expect to see that in T. Mills'
No best question.
Bet.
No question.
And he's going to bet with his heart. Thursday night football coming up tonight as well. We'll get you up with all of that. 5 o'clock fire coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.